All right, you're listening to What's Happening, and Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with us as most weeks. Thanks so much for being with us, Kenny.
Of course. Good to be here. Is there even anything to say? Even anything to say?
Well, I will say last week you did give us a hint, and I thought, I just put it aside. I thought, no, we're not going to have, it's not going to get even warmer than last week. But here we are. It's been kind of drizzly, and we have a couple inches of wet snow. It's all kind of brown and mushy, and people are disheartened, even people that don't like winter, I have to confess. So you are the messenger. We'll try not to destroy it. But you can tell us what's coming, I guess.
Yeah. I think, you know, I've been thinking about this. I think there's reason to take heart. You know, any given year, yeah, you want your seasons to show up and you want your seasons to do what you're used to them doing. We want winter to produce snow and have it cold enough for the snow to stick around. And of course, when it doesn't, you know, that's frustrating. And when it doesn't in a systematic way, you know, more and more frequently over time, then, you know, we start getting bummed out, because that is a sign of some of the changes that human activity has wrought on the climate system. But this event, you know, and this is old hat for a lot of listeners now, this event is really unusual. I mean, we are walking in quite rare territory here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the majority of what we are seeing is almost certainly from the El Nino.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of warming that it has brought has taken this to almost I don't want to be hyperbolic, but it's almost an astronomical level. It's like we're kind of experiencing something that has maybe happened once in the last 200 years now. And, and that would be that famed 1877-1878 winter, which doesn't really have any peers as far back as we can go or since then, until this winter. So you're kind of in the presence of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I think for those who think, this is a sign of the times and this is happening all the time, you know, we're actually seeing from the long-term models that there's a decent chance that we're going to slide back into La Nina. And La Nina has about a 6 in 10 or 7 in 10 association with winter. Winter like winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be for next winter. So I think that, you know, it's easy to be in a pattern like this.
Mm-hmm.
And say, yeah, it's never going to end. This is how all the winters are going to be from now on. But I think we've got a decent shot of returning to something. You know, of course, it's going to be much warmer than it would have been 50 to 100 years ago, but returning to a much more winter like state by the time we get to next winter. And hey, there's even some winter left here, so we might be able to play around yet. But you know what? I don't see any signs of that in the next 2 weeks, at least. It is just it's just kind of an unbelievable look on all of the weather models right now, showing that cold air making several valiant attempts to get down into Minnesota and failing to do anything other than bring the temperatures down to maybe 5 or 10 degrees above normal. Just so,
wow.
It's okay. Kind of an amazing pattern.
Well,
yeah.
even 5 to 10 degrees above normal could produce snow up here, correct? Or is that not?
Yeah,
even?
I wouldn't write it. I mean, here's the thing that's so hard to remember in this pattern. It's January. It's January,
right?
For crying out loud. It doesn't feel like it. I mean, I have been today, I bike in like I do all the time. And today I took off my pogies. The pogies are these, they're kind of hand covers that you put on your handlebars that really help you. It's you know, help you when it's really cold.
Yeah.
I don't need them because the temperatures were, it was 36 degrees this morning and my hands were getting too warm.
Right.
And I was, as I took my pogies off, I was looking around and, you know, the sidewalks, the roads are all wet. There's little puddles from who knows what. We didn't have any snow to melt. So I'm not sure where these puddles came from. There's moisture that's being pulled out of the ground and then redeposited as drizzle. And it's hard to remember that it's actually January. You know, we have about 90 days of potential winter left. And so, you know, I don't think it's likely that we're going to end up with above normal snowfall or a truly, you know, notably cold weather this winter. That ship is just about left harbor. But I do think that there's still options for, you know, productive snowstorms, playable snow. It's just that we don't see any of that in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, I bet the Bear Grease is thanking their lucky stars that they canceled a month ago. And it seems like it's more disorienting than anyone, like you said, anything else. Like you said, you just kind of, it's like not having your feet quite on the ground.
But, you're right. You kind of forget where you are on the calendar and you forget where you are even geographically. It's my colleague Pete, who you all talk to, you know, every month or so.
Yeah.
He spent some time, he spent a lot of time in Missouri. And he said here in the Twin Cities, this is basically a Springfield, Missouri winter.
Yeah.
Really similar. You know, the snow isn't sticking around. It's been on average around freezing, maybe above freezing. We have failed to have anything really remarkably cold. And what we did have that was cold, you know, would pass as head-turningly cold maybe in southern Missouri, but not. So I kind of like that analogy. It is disorienting.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, we're not particularly surprised because we did see this coming. We knew there was going to be a strong El Nino. We didn't know exactly what it would look like. But the last, you know, each of the last strong El Ninos, especially the very strong ones, did produce conditions that, you know, again, they weren't on par with the magnitude of warming we've had this winter, but they were otherwise, you know, way, way, way above the pack in terms of winter warmth.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not quite precedent to this, but, you know, we're not totally surprised.
Another question I have and have heard is, you know, some places south of us seem to be colder and snowier than we are. I know our relatives in Tennessee had 6 inches of snow and temperatures below 20 for like 5 days, and they had no snowplows, no way to deal with this. But it was colder there than it was here at that time. What's the explanation there?
Yeah, so one is the storm track has mostly been off to our south. And by and large, that's been producing, you know, rain across the far western U.S., the West Coast. They're about to get slammed with a fire hose of precipitation. They're going to get one of those, they call it atmospheric river. And it's basically where the subtropical jet stream just turns into a big spray gun and just floods everything in Western California. So you can watch that next week. But that's tied to this notion we've talked about all winter, where the subtropical moisture is basically stuck to our south over the southern and then turning up into the eastern U.S. So that's where it's been wettest. But when we did get that nice cold front that came through, first one was kind of after Christmas, and then the second one really came down, you know, but what was it, 2 weeks ago? So we spent that middle part of January very cold. It actually met up with that subtropical moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And so it brought fairly cold air to areas that aren't quite accustomed to it, and it mixed it with that moisture, and they got snow. They got some record snows. They had some cold weather, you know, of the once a decade variety in some of those areas. But, you know, for us, it was just kind of a run of the mill, even a light cold outbreak. And so their cold anomalies are more substantial than what we experienced. And because they got snow, they were also reflecting sunlight more effectively than we were, and that was keeping them even colder.
Mm.
So that's kind of what was going on there.
Okay. All right. And so it sounds like just what we have to expect is more fog and damp above freezing temperatures. It looks like, just more of the same. Is that accurate?
Sort of. It's going to actually get elevated a bit. Watch it stepping up in warmth by the end of the weekend or early next week. Not tremendous, but watch for a bump of 5 degrees or so. Once we melt more snow, that's kind of when the snow will be fully melted in most of the region south of us. That's going to allow more warm air to spread back into Minnesota. So we're actually having our temperatures held down a little bit right now, not just by the snowpack in parts of northern Minnesota, but also by the snowpack to the south of us, where they still have a foot of snow on the ground in central Iowa. And that'll be all gone by early next week, and that's going to allow the warm air to expend its energy actually warming the air as opposed to melting the snow. And so we'll see a bump in temperatures by that time. And then we have to see what happens after that. There have been signs that we could get wildly warm at the beginning of February and other signs that maybe it'll just be really mild. But that one, jury's still out, but it does look mild for the next 1 to 2 weeks at least, next 2 weeks at least.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kenny. We will talk next week at 9 a.m., not 9:15, 9:20. So listeners, take note, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right.
Light a candle and get some light somehow.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll see ya.
Yeah, bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.